Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We got Lucy.
We have the lovely Lucy here from our bookkeep. Good afternoon, Lucy.
Hi, Maggie. Thank you for having me. Thank
it's
you
a Kelvin. Pleasure.
Okay, so you've been in before. We just chatted about your company, about what it does, but we're going to get you in on a regular basis to talk about things that will affect people in terms of finances. We're not talking about mortgages or anything. We're talking about tax.
Yes, that's exactly
the dreaded
right.
tax.
The dreaded tax. we're talking about MTD for ITSA. So for anybody who doesn't know, that is Making Tax Digital for Income Tax and Self-Assessment.
Okay.
So
and what does that involve?
Yeah. So basically, from the 6th of April 2024, all small business owners and landlords who are basically receiving income of over £10,000 mm-hmm. will... basically have to report a lot more. So currently, the way that we're having to report, we do one form and it's due at the 31st of January each year.
So you have one return.
Yeah. So you've got a self-assessment tax return.
Yep.
With HMRC, they are basically trying to digitise the whole system.
Good.
And we are now going to be required to... report quarterly.
Okay.
So instead of one form, it's now going to be five or more forms every year. So it's quite a big change.
So how do you get five or more forms into once a quarter?
Yeah. So you're going to have you're going to be reporting quarterly to the fifth of the month each quarter.
Yep.
And you'll have a quarterly submission, so you'll have your four. And then you'll have something called an end of period statement. So this is like any final adjustments.
Okay.
You'll have things like you'll be able to claim allowances, which you won't be able to do on your quarterly ones. Then you'll have a final declaration, which is effectively a self-assessment tax return. You know, where you've got all the boxes and you're kind of ticking everything.
Okay.
So, yeah, really big changes. We've already seen this happen with VAT. So they brought in MTD for VAT. So they digitised it and you have to report quarterly for VAT at the moment anyway. But it's quite a big change. It's affecting a lot of people, including landlords who, you know, would do a return once a year.
Okay.
And now, yeah.
So that's if... the small business or landlord is bringing in more than £10,000 in a year?
Yes, that's correct.
What if they have less than £10,000?
So less than £10,000, it won't change. So they'll continue to do their normal self-assessment tax return.
But there's very few businesses that have less than £10,000. Well, but it's worth knowing.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say that isn't going to change yet.
You never know. With the tax system, you do never know. Things are constantly changing. What you'll need to do is basically from April 23 to April 24, that will be your year to basically... receive over £10,000 mm-hmm. of the income. So that's the kind of year that you prove that you're over the £10,000.
Right.
And if you are, you will fall into needing to submit quarterly.
When you say submit, these are online forms, presumably?
Yes. So this is quite a big change as well. So with a lot of things, HMRC will create kind of their own software. They'll have their own free software that they would kind of give to people and you could submit.
Okay.
With this change, HMRC have said there are no plans to create a free software. So again, a massive change. People who are receiving over £10,000 will pretty much be forced to go onto a software. So the advice from myself is to get on software as soon as possible, basically.
So there are numerous versions of software, aren't there, that people could go, and we're not here to promote a particular one, but I know Xero is one because we've spoken about it earlier on.
Yeah.
But there's QuickBooks, isn't there another one?
There's a few. Best thing to do is check that they are ITSA compliant, basically.
Yes.
So, because obviously it's quite a big thing that they're going to have to be compliant with the software.
Okay.
Mm. So they need to have that capability. But I know just off the top of my head that there is zero QuickBooks and free agent. But yeah, they're all kind of going as fast as they can to produce this, right. As you can imagine.
I've got a feeling that many businesses are going to be inundated with emails from these various companies saying, we can do this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So would it be worth a business, say, going to an accountant, any accountant, and saying, can you help, please?
Yeah. I definitely say accountants can help a lot. Like, it's going to be one of those things. It's not going to be a simple self-assessment tax return at the end of the year that you could potentially do yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying you couldn't do it yourself. I'm sure there will be a lot of people that do it themselves. But, I think there'll be a much, much greater kind of response to wanting an accountant.
And help.
Yeah.
Give me help.
Yeah, no. I think it's the time as well, having that time to produce all of that.
Yeah.
And like they find with VAT at the moment, the turnaround is quite quick. So you'll find even like landlords, they have loads of things going on, and they've got literally just over 30 days to finish the return.
Oh, right.
Very fast turnaround. And if you're particularly busy at the time... a lot of us are.
Time is the thing, isn't it? This could be quite time consuming, particularly if you're not that good at software.
Yep.
And, you know, you may well be, I don't know, a plumber or a baker or something, but you may not be into the software. That may be not your thing. So, obviously, seriously worth considering for the amount of money it costs, getting some help in, and then not worrying about it.
Yeah. I mean, for us at the moment, we brought basically most of our clients onto the software already.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing what's known as the pilot, both with HMRC and with Xero. So they're kind of getting a feel for things at the moment anyway, without it being an absolute necessity.
Yes.
So, you know, if you miss the deadline, it's not the end of the world, but we need to get into a routine where you're not going to miss that deadline.
Yeah.
And just kind of building that confidence.
And it's still a lot easier than those millions of pages that you used to have to fill in by hand.
So this is just for businesses. So there will be people out there who are required to fill in an annual tax return, but they're not businesses, they're just individuals. I'm one of them. That doesn't affect me at the moment.
It will if you're receiving income of more than £10,000. So you could literally have a side hustle, you could be a landlord, but you know, they together, if they make over £10,000,
it's money from business is what you're talking about, not necessarily if my pension was over £10,000, that wouldn't...
At the moment, they are kind of considering things like dividends, things like that, as income. So, for what you said...
I'll wait and see what HMRC says.
Basically, keep an eye out, because, it can kind of... It can quite easily add up and...
Okay.
Yeah.
Worth knowing.
It is worth knowing.
So, presumably there are websites where people can dig into this a bit more.
Yeah, so HMRC, if you search for like MTD for ITSA, so ITSA, they have quite a lot of information. They've been asked, you know, every question you could possibly ask in different circumstances.
They're usually very helpful, to be fair, online, aren't they, all the questions and answers?
Yeah, they've got a lot of resources which help a lot of people. For us, we're trying to really see the positives from the situation and trying to kind of see the opportunities. You know, all of our clients do have like monthly record keeping anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be keeping on top of regular record keeping. We'll have a much stronger relationship with the clients because, you know, they are going to be forced to talk to us at least once a quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, with our clients, we talk to them most months anyway.
I think larger companies will have their own accountants. They can sort that out. But if you're a small business, one-man band or one-woman band, whatever you want to call it, get an accountant, simpler.
Yeah.
And then let them do the hard bit.
Yeah, no, exactly.
That's what they're there for.
Well, yeah, I mean... You know, I'm a trained electrician. If someone said put a socket in, it would take me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If someone said to me, can you complete this digital tax form? I go, okay, I don't know what that bit means, and what's that about?
Yeah, And it's stressful kind of trying to work it out.
It is,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's just that constant worry. Have I done it right? Have I included the right? You know, there's going to be a lot of forms. And if you're VAT registered as well, you're going to have more, basically.
So it's double the amount of work, isn't it, if you're VAT registered?
Pretty much.
I've never been VAT registered. So.
No. But if you were to Google HMRC, you'd probably find all the details there. Or yeah. Google Making Tax Digital and scroll past all the adverts from the accountancy software companies and it'll be a bit further down.
Yeah, exactly. We're actually, next week, we'll be doing a blog all about it as well. So answering all of the kind of standard questions because...
Well, where can people find that?
So that will be on my website. So it's islebook-keep.co.uk. So we do weekly blogs on there, and basically anything that comes up that's being asked regularly or anything that kind of people need help with, we kind of try to post about.
Mm.
That's what you need, isn't it? You need information.
Really interesting stuff. Is there anything else you wanted to add to that, Lucy?
Mainly just about... basically just saying that we don't know everything. HMRC don't even know everything, so if you've got a question, just ask, and we can always kind of find out. We talk a lot with HMRC, so sorry, I was just gonna say the main thing is people panic that they're gonna have to pay quarterly. That's gonna stay the same, so you're still gonna be paying in January, and if you have payments on account, it's still going to be your January and your July deadlines.
Okay.
Okay.
And does this affect companies who've got a different accounting period?
So, basically, you will be able to amend your accounting period like you have done previously.
Okay.
It will be the same. It will just be a slightly different period end then.
Okay.
But, yeah, that is fine as well. They have said that you can change it to the last day of the month. The only other things... to talk about, really. So it's a really good opportunity for us to think about where we're submitting quarterly. We can basically have a quarterly tax breakdown, so mm-hmm. this is a great opportunity for people not to just get to the 31st of January and panic they've got a big tax bill, but actually they gonna know each quarter how much they need to put aside for that tax bill.
That's handy.
Which I think is fantastic, and we need to
that should save a lot of heartache, shouldn't it?
Yeah, take the opportunity and kind of go with that, because I think that will help. It will, we'll all be ahead of the game. We'll be recording things kind of as we go along.
That makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense. Yes, it does indeed.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, I would just encourage anyone to volunteer at the moment if they can. I mean, if their accountant can do that, that would be great. Just get a feel of things and kind of familiarise yourself with what the process would be. And it's good to know as well that there are exemptions out there if people do need them, so similar with VAT. So some people literally cannot work digital software and they cannot do that type of thing. So if you are really concerned, they're quite strict on exemptions, but it is worth having a look at.
Yes.
Okay.
And just the last thing I think would be that it's not coming to impact partnerships until April 25.
Right.
So that's unincorporated partnerships.
It will get to everybody eventually.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, so basically, just embrace it as much as you can.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
My bottom line advice would be hire an accountant, let them worry about it. That's what they're for. No offence, but that's what they're for.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and then you can get on running your own business.
Yep.
Thank you, Lucy. Very informative.
You're very welcome.
And we'll see you again in not too distant future with another topic, no doubt.
Yeah, of course. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm